Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, and you'll notice that it's the very day that our attorney has not showed up, is Samach Vav. Barishona, Ayu Omrim. So they used to say, Ayotse Bekolar, V'yamar Kitvu Get Lishti, Arelu Yichtavu V'yitinu. Now we know that it's insufficient for somebody simply to say, write the get. He has to specifically order that the get also be delivered. If he doesn't tell the shliach to deliver it normally, we would say that, well, as we'll see later on, he's just trying to get it off, or off his back or whatever his cheshbon is, but he never made the shliach to deliver. It was originally accepted that in absolute extremis, where a guy is basically on death row and he's being led out to execution, which is the meaning of the Yotzei Bekolar, so over there, he's probably not in his calmest frame of mind. So if he said, Kitvu get li ishti, it's an undana. That, look, I mean, what's the purpose of writing a get? He's got like 5 minutes to deliver the get, you know. He's trying to save his wife from Yibum or whatever the tachlis is. So then he clearly meant ktov, except that he was in terrible shape. And therefore, it's an umdana that kitvu includes kitvu. So they should write the get and they should give the get. Gradually, that's fascinating. Yeah, it has to be while he's still alive, because they can get lachar mitas. They have to do it instantly. Yes. And it's interesting that you'll notice that this is the way that halacha always develops. Somebody has the guts to say something that's dramatic chiddush at one point, you know, well, in this case, absolutely extremely no. And then once it's accepted, it starts to expand. So, okay, how? It was like writing the Gemara. Now you got every Tom, Dick, and Harry writing their shtiyot. But what about the Isser writing Torah Shabbat?
Why are we waiting for
it gradually expands. What?
Why are we waiting for Kitniyot?
That's the problem. Is you got to wait. You got to wait.
Wait till someone's.
Right? So there's a gradual penetration of a new level of understanding the thing, and then we're able to take the next step and adjust it accordingly. So the next step was Chazul Omar, then they added, look, I mean, if that's the case, somebody who is being Mefaresh Leyam, so in those days it was quite a dangerous kind of thing. You would take a long ocean journey, you never knew if you'd come out the other side, and he's clearly under stress, or he's being Yotzei B'Shayarat to the Midbar. And what's he saying right before he leaves? What's he saying? Write the get. Obviously, he's saying it because he's realizing, look, you know, I may never see her again. She's going to fall to Yibam. I better make sure that she has a get. So there, too, you don't need the extremists. You need the circumstances that make it clear that that's what the guy is intending. And then Rabbi Shimon Chazuri took it even further. And he said, Afa Mesukan, look, a person who is in a state of illness, and Yerushalmi makes it clear that this is only if he suddenly gets a heart attack or something. Right? It's not that he's been gradually getting ill, you know. Over there, he has time to plan things out and to say Kitvu Vitnu. But a guy who suddenly had a stroke or a heart attack and he's afraid he's not going to survive. So even though maybe you'll say, but I mean, you know, what are the chances that he's going to die? I mean, the tone will be over, but that doesn't matter. He is also in his own personal extremis. And therefore, it's also an umdana that that's what he meant. And back to Geneva again, who has a very strong presence in our Masechta. And now we get to the end of the story. And so Geneva was indeed on his way out in that kola. First, he just started up with Barukva, you know. And then he was coming around and they were clearing whether they should stand up for him. And in the end, he was Yotzei Bekolar, you know, they put the kola on him. And now he's already Yotzei Bekolar. So now as a result of this Mishnah,
is that where the English expression comes from?
The collar.
It's a slang for being under arrest.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, so it was the old terminology.
Under collar?
Yeah.
Put the collar on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you collar him. Yeah. You catch him. You collar him also. It became a verb.
Cool.
So it was Yotzei Bekolar Avi. And Kiavi Nav, Kikanafik, when he's being taken out. Omar, by the way, even though Rashi learns over Yotzei Bekolar means Dafka from death row, that's also expanded by the Yerushalmi to say that anybody who's in that, and once the feds get hold of you, you never know whether you'll see light again. It doesn't, you know, so they can kill you too. I mean, it's like, so it doesn't necessarily have to be that you're on death row. But who knows what's going to happen. So anyway, Gneva Yotzibikul Aravi, so Kihavki Havi Nafik, when he's being dragged out, Omar, so he says, Havu Arba Meazuzil Rabbi Avina Michamra Dinahar Panya. This is a strange kind of thing. He apparently had wine, a wine cellar that he owned, in Nahar Panya, and he said, give 400 zuz to Rabbi Avina from that wine. Now, it's not clear, I mean, from the sale of the wine, in wine, the wine backs the money. It wasn't clear what it meant. We're assuming right now that it means somehow that the wine is going to be translated into money, which we'll see in a minute. But first, we concentrate on the question of what the halacha would be here in terms of this matana, because it was no kinyan. He wasn't ill. He's on a shkib mira. Can we extend the din of gittin to the din of matanot and say that in the same way you don't need the normal requirement of appointing the shliach to be tenu? The fact that you say havu is the equivalent of a kinyan, because after all, what is kinyan? It's absolute smichudat. So normally that's how we express smichudat. If we're ready to make a takana vis-a-vis gittin, it's possible that the same concept would apply to forgetting about the need for a kinyan in a case like this. Omar Rabbi Zera said, you know, a daughter of Avina Lasilte, I would suggest that Ravina puts on his backpack and get moving, baby, and buy a ticket, go to Ravuna Rabbi. You know, the only way that he's going to get this money is by going to Ravuna. Why? Because Ravuna is the one who was machadesh that gito kematanato. That the same way that we have a halacha, just like gito ma matanato imamat choser, you have a shkriv meira. Okay. So a shkriv meira, there's a chiddush by the matana that in a case where he ends up not dying, so he can have charata. So to gito imamat choser, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about. It's the next piece that has to do with what we're talking about. Uma gito afagav delo porish, even though he never said tnu, kivan di omar kitvu afagav delo omar tnu, it's sufficient. Af matanato, even though he wasn't kone, kivan di omar tnu afagav delo konmine, and this would be well worth buying that ticket for Rabbi Zera with his backpack on his back and get moving, because probably nobody else is going to support this move. Now, wait a minute, says the Gemara. Hold on. That's not the only problem here. Before we get even to that, Matkifa Rababa, I don't understand. How does that work? I mean, are you going to go so far as to say, Imamatana Yeshonli Achamitav, get Yeshonli Achamitav? I mean, how are you comparing something like that? Obviously, you can't give a get after the guy's dead. But the matnat shchiv meira is always given after the guy's dead. So, I mean, apparently they're not really comparable at all. Oh, come on. There is a time in which it's possible, outside of the context of shchiv meira, to create a matana l'achamita. How? Suppose a normal bori would say, this is a matana mi'akshav le'akhar shloshim yom. Right? So, since he says mi'akshav, so the Acher Shloshim Yom, when it's Chal, even though he's no longer alive, it's irrelevant. But the get, we require his dat at the time of the Gerishin. So it wouldn't help to say that for a get. Therefore, we can certainly make a comparison between the two, because obviously the standard guidelines would apply. If Matana is potentially doable, the Achar Mita, then the Takana of Shkiv Mira is that that's how we view a Matana Shkiv Mira. It's as if he said, Be'achshav le'achar shloshim le'achar mita. But by a get, that there's no such mechanism, so of course it wouldn't apply. That's silly. So therefore, hachiyash, what kind of silly comparison is that? Bishlam ha'matana, ita le'achar mita, get le'achar mita mi'ika. No, that clearly no. That he's not silly, Reb Abba, to ask a question like that. Was Reb Abba was asking was something else. This matnat shchiv meiras, by definition, look, did Gneva give everything he owned to Reb Avina? No, he said give 400 zuz. I mean, the din of a matnat shchiv meiras b'miktzat even requires a kinyan, right? If he's giving everything away, he clearly is an extremist. He's not keeping back anything for himself. He doesn't expect to live. So then, enoch inami. I understand that it doesn't need a kinyan because the kinyan is only to show gemiras das, and over here, that's it. He's finished. But, I mean, even lechora, a matnas shlimah rabba mikset would require a kinyan. So says Rav Abba. Now, that would imply that he is being told, Rav Avina, to get moving to Rav Huna because that's the problem. Because Rav Huna is over lobo kinyan. So in other words, go to Rav Huna. Rav Huna will say lobo kinyan even though it's only a matnas shlimah rabba mikset. That's the issue. But a kaimel on the boy kinyan, I understand. A shkiv mirah that is mishayer's boy kinyan. And that's the normative halacha. Every bezin paskins that. So how exactly does Rav Huna run against the din that everybody's been mekabel? No, this is different. Shani hocha that he's being a mitzaveh machmat mita. The idea here, and this is where Rashi gets from, that this particular Geneva Yotzei Mikolah, and the story was based on his being certain that he's going to die. In other words, a Shkiv Mira is ill. He doesn't know if he's going to recover from the illness or not. There's certainly a goodly number of people who recover from an illness. So therefore...
Wouldn't Shkiv Mira imply that
no,
he's dying?
By definition, no.
Really?
No. It means that he's deathly ill. He's not a gosase.
We won't call him
It's a Shkiv Mira. Right. So over here, Shkiv Mira, many people will recover. The only thing that indicates to us that he doesn't think he's going to recover is the fact that he makes no provisions for his recovery because he's giving away everything he owns, right? Therefore, if he does make provisions for his recovery, then that means that he's in full mind and there's no reason for us to say that even though he didn't make a kinyan, it's as if he made a kinyan because he didn't feel that kind of pressure. But in this case, where Geneva was Yotzi Mahmat Kolar, he's absolutely certain that the firing squad is standing on the other side of the wall, and he is not in any way making plans for survival. So what's the nafkamina, whether he gives some of his property or all of his property? It's the same in extremis. And that's the point. It's not that they're arguing about whether a Shkiv Rabbe Miktzas normally requires in a Mitzaveh Machmat Mitah. That's different. Wait, so in other words, you're saying that Rebbe... I'm still trying to get to the bottom of what exactly is the problem that Rebbe Abba has with Rav Huna. Right? In other words, Rebbe Zeira is saying, look, he better get moving and buy a ticket to speak to Rav Huna. Why? Because Rav Huna is under pressure from Rebbe Abba. Rebbe Abba doesn't believe it. What's the machlokas exactly? So first we thought the question was whether we could make the comparison b'chlal because of the getlach or mitah. The Gemara said, that's silly. Of course that's not a problem. Okay. So what was the Rababa's problem? So he said the problem was that it was b'miktsas. Oh, okay. So you're telling me that that's the machlokas. So Rav Huna is even a b'miktsas? That doesn't make sense either. Okay. So then we went to Kain and we said mitzava machmat mitah is different than a shkiv mira. That was Mishayer Mikzas. Okay, so now you're saying that Rebbe Abba holds, even though he's Mitzapa Machmat Mita, it's still not different. Is that true? Michlal asked the Gemara that Rebbe Abba holds that even a Mitzapa Machmat Mita, boy Kenyan? But I mean, now we have the other problem, because Kabilon below boy Kenyan. There the normative halacha is that where it's clear that something is an extremist, we don't require Kenyan. That wasn't the Kiddush then of Rav Huna. No. Okay, so you know what it was? Rebbe Abba had a problem with the whole business. That's the point. He was attacking the entire wording of the gift of Geneva. Because he says it doesn't make any sense. Rebbe Abba Hakikot Kashali. He says, look, I understand. He didn't say give him chamra, right? He didn't say give him wine. He said from the wine. He didn't say give him the money that has been realized from the wine. Okay, so he said Mei chamra. Okay, what does that mean, mei chamra? How do you turn wine? What are we talking about? The philosopher's stone over here. Turn the wine into gold.
Turn the water into wine?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on? It doesn't make sense. So therefore, it sounds like, and it's a kind of classic game that he would play, Geneva. I mean, wow, $1 million. Sure, $1 million from the wine. You can do it. You can have it. therefore, I don't see. I mean, it doesn't have any meaning to give it from the camera.
It's a question of Beavis Dust.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I was thinking that seriously, not the. But there's a.
Didn't know that one was okay.
There's like a there's a confidence thing going on.
A bracha on this? I don't remember making a bracha.
Keep it in deep.
I don't think so.
I don't remember making.
But there's like a confidence thing going on here.
Oh, whatever. I mean, that's the question. How to judge the meaning of that? So how indeed would the Rav Huna understand the story over here? Does there understand the story? The meaning of Mechamra was Kedele Afotet Kochot. He was saying from the wine Gedeva. Remember, Gedeva was quite brilliant, as we already saw. So he wanted to make the gift more powerful. Now, how do you make it more powerful? Had he used any of the Lashonot that we said before, how does he make it more powerful? He wants the entire storage place that he's got there, a guarantor, so to speak, it's backed by all of this wine. So had he said Dmei Chamra, would have meant only wine that had been sold, right? Okay, so now suppose the Yorshim of Geneva would have sold some wine, and then when Reb Avinah arrives, they would have said, look, you know, we sold it, and it was stolen. So he can't say, okay, so sell more wine. We already sold the wine. He said, Dmei Chamra, that was your money, and it's gone. The same thing would have been true if he said, give him Chamra. If anything would have been machmits, let's say those barrels, 10% of the barrels, but sorry, those were your barrels, they were machmits. Well, like this, by saying that it's out of all of the wine, essentially, then he's being miyafek kocho to get a better guarantee for delivery of his gift. And indeed, shoch mitav from Eretz Yisrael, that in such a case, we understand the word mechamra to mean backed by my wine, all of my wine. Kedeli afot et kocho. And now it is time for a word from our presidente.
Zote Helike Mishnah.
Me, Shaya Mushlach Labor. Somebody is at the bottom of a well and he can't get out. He ain't going to live too long there. And he shouts, Kol Shomer Kola Yichtov Get Lishto. And of course, he says who he is and he says his wife's name and he says where he's from. So all this can be put into the get. And he doesn't say, all he says is Yichtov. He doesn't say give. Now, as we just spoke about in our Shabbos shir, how do we know that he's human? Do you know that there's no MP3 player down there plugged into a little loudspeaker? Right? I mean, you're hearing something. Now, because, oh yeah, I mean, maybe our president's alien finally landed in a bar trying to.
It's a Simpsons episode, actually.
So, how do you know that this is a human? Maybe it's a shade, and therefore he's trying to mess up these shade him, you know, peeves is a real problem. So, you know, maybe he's just trying to mess things up for poor Harry Potter. So, v'leicha shema shade him. Reb Yehuda kisherol odemut adam. Actually, they saw that he was human. No big deal. Any shade can be a human. So, inunami idmuye idamu. Well, no, they saw that he was a human with a shadow. The shadow. The chazilei bavua. So, shadim have shadows. Those are simple virtual characters. Exactly, there you go.
Bavua.
Ah, but this one had a bavua de bavua. So,
and how do you see that so detailed and not the same thing?
What do you mean? He's at the bottom of a bar. You can't get to him.
Well, again, so you can't have enough light at the bottom to make out all the shadows.
It was noon.
Then it's directly down on you. Then you don't have any shadow because it's directly.
So it was 12:45.
I feel the power going through my head. Vidilma inunami itlo, and how do we know that Shaden aren't sufficiently well programmed that they should have a shadow of a shadow? Rabbi Hanina Limaritani Yonatan Bani, which doesn't really make sense. It's probably Yonatan Shida, as it is, as it. But Daniel knows about Yonatan Shida, you know. So the little devil Yonatan. But my good friend Yonatan the Shade taught me that that's the deal, baby. Bavua itlahu, bavua de bavua letlo. Listen, you can trust me. I mean, I know the deal. But Dilmat Sarahi. How do you know that this is not one of these women who are trying to mess her up so that she gets a get, goes out and gets married, and then the tsara pops out of the birthday cake and says, surprise! Together with the husband, of course. And now there's no problem of his being married to this other woman. You know?
Romance.
Yes. So how do you know that it's really the guy? Tanar Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Look, B'shata Sakana, Kotvim V'notnim Afa Pisha in Makirim. All of this is very cute, and you've got all of these chashashas, which are about 1 in 10 million possibilities, you know. And therefore, this is part of the continuation of our idea of being gutsy when it comes to a problem of ego and so on, and we take the steps that we have the guts to rely on. It's the continuation almost of the Bipnei Darkei Shalom issue, Bipnei Tikkun Olam rather issue. And we give, even though we're not makirim. Now, there is a machlokas, we've shown them, you should know, about whether this abrogates the need to make sure that there is a bavua de bavua. Is this like a whole new take on it? Or that's the mashmot, is that it's a whole new take. In any event, Tosfos points out, because this is really the Yerushalmi as well, that normally we wouldn't have had these chashashot at all. It's because of the weird circumstances. A voice coming from the bottom of a deep well. It's me, it's me, it's me. Or you're out in the middle of a desert somewhere where nobody is, and all of a sudden there's a guy that's calling out from the top of the mountain. Something's very fishy about this, right? So that's different. Okay, there you have to be chayshish. So maybe over there you need to see something. But not normally. If you'd be walking through, you know, Fifth Avenue, and you hear a guy screaming, I'm about to be mugged. These guys are murderers. Right to get them, you know. Okay, that's not actually a chashad under those circumstances. Okay. And now, again, we have an amazing opportunity to hear directly from our president,
Dr. Heiliger Mishnah.
Habari she'amar kitvu get li'ishti. Ratzel ha'sachek ba. So if the guy, there's no indication that he's under any kind of pressure, and he says, and he specifically does not say Tanu. The guy is clearly playing games, as we would say in English.
She must laugh all day long.
Yeah, so why playing games? Either because she's been driving him nuts. I want to get, you know, I'm worried I'm going to fall to Yibum, you give me a get. Or because, depending on circumstances. Or because he wants to start behaving or whatever it is, right? But he didn't say Tanu for a reason. And then there was a Maisid Babariacha. There's a guy who seemed to be perfectly well. And he said, Kitfu get li ishti. And then they did, you know. And then he went up to the roof, you know, where he had his telescope, and he fell down, and he was killed. Well, it depends. If he fell down, me'atzmo, meaning if he committed suicide, so then it's a get. If there was a sudden gust of wind that blew him over with his telescope, then it's not a get. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is now introducing a mental illness state which is proven by an ex post facto event, which is not what the Mishnah originally said, because the guy was bori at that moment. So is this a maaseh listor? And of course it is not. It's chisur in mechasra. The Mishnah means to imply this middle piece. If we have indication ex post facto that things are seldom what they seem, the guy seems perfectly healthy and is obviously planning suicide, so then we can say that he was already an extremist at that point, even though he was putting on a good show. And there was, in fact, get back to the Lashon of the Mishnah, Umaaseh Nami Beborish, Amar Kitvu Get Lishti. He seemed to be perfectly okay, and then he was all of the Rosh Hagag V'Nafal Umeit. And therefore we can also, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, assume that his mental state was such that it was the same thing as the mitzvah mitov mita, essentially.
So that means anytime somebody says write a get, we have to do it. Because maybe...
Oh, you mean we should write the get to be, for the sake of his wife?
Right.
Yeah, that may be true. Vom Reb Shimon Gamliel, im yatzmona fala reza get, im aror dachato, inu get.
It wasn't given to his wife until after he was dead.
No, no, why?
It was given?
Yeah, kid food. No, you can't give a get le'achamit. You can't get le'achamit. What's that?
Five people,
well,
that's the next mission.
That's the next? Yeah, you want, I see that you're itching for the Zok Te'el Gamishna already. Can't control yourself. It's just a few minutes. Ahu Gavra, the Ola Beit Knesset. The guy walks into a Beit Knesset and he finds a Makra Yanuka. He finds a school teacher together with his son, who is already sitting in shul, and they're sitting there. And there's another guy that's sitting there with them. And he says, listen, Betray Minaihu.
Who says?
The guy who walked in says, two out of you guys, could you please do me a favor? And Nichtvu Gita Ledavito, and he drops dead, right? In the end. So, no, sorry. I mean, if there's no Tnu, there had to be an indication that it was he, too. But in this case, one of the three people that was there, the Makri Yanuka, drops dead. There's still two people left, right? Because the guy said two out of you should give the get. The problem is that the two people that are left include the son of the Makri Yanuka. So our question is whether where a father is standing there, whether a person really means to say any two of you, meaning, you know, I could have the son right instead of the father, or whether generally people don't look at the kid in a case where they're talking to the father. So Mimashu Inish Barash Shlicha Babakam Abba, did the guy really intend for the person who is currently not the one that he would normally address, that in the event it was necessary, he should be a Shlich, despite the fact that his father had been standing there, and now his father's dead, so what's the din? Oh, no. So Rav Nachman Amar Lo, Mashu Inish Barash Shlicha Babakam Abba, and Rav Papi Amar Mashu Inish Barash Shlicha Babakam Abba, and Amar Rava Yilchata Bashu Inish Barash Shliach. So therefore, since he said two out of you, he includes the ben as well. Okay, now you have your wish.
Dr. Heligan Mishnah.
Omar Lishnayim. He says to two people. So first, we are going to distinguish between two people and three people, because remember that three people could be a Beit Din. And once they are a Beit Din, they have other samchuyot. They can tell other people what to do. They can appoint shlichim, and so on and so forth, as we saw earlier. So first, let's see the difference between two and three. And within that difference, we need to analyze the difference of the wording. Because if the guy says kitvu, that's different than saying tnu. If he says tnu to a bezdin, okay, so then it doesn't mean that they should sit down and be the guys that write the get for him or anything like that. He just means take care of it for me, right? So it's going to court, so to speak. So it's giving them the care of a bezdin. On the other hand, if you say to only two people who are not a bezdin, tnu without kitvu, then we have to determine, does tnu include kitvu? And since he's saying hand it over, so obviously if there is no get, they could hand it over, but would they have to write it themselves or what? Because they don't have the koach of a bezdin to appoint someone else, unless, of course, the question we had earlier, which we'll raise again, unless mili can be given over to somebody else. We know that a shliach generally can make another shliach. I give you money to deliver. I hand you over a get, right? And I say, you deliver this get. And then you run out of energy or whatever, you're allowed to appoint another shliach to deliver. But over here, there was no physical object. There was only instructions. Can instructions be given over to a shliach? All of this is given in a very condensed form in our Mishnah. So if you say to two people, tnu get leisht, you don't tell them to write the get, just deliver the get. We were talking about cases before where you said kitvu tnu, which was the standard case, or where you just said kitvu and you didn't say tnu, which was the case where we were searching for the extremist cases. How about if you said directly only tnu get lishti? So over there, even though you don't say kitvu vitnu, we expect them to sign. And this, of course, is the question, what do we mean? Do we mean affix your John Hancock when you're saying kitvu in general? Do we mean write the actual words of the get? I mean, that isn't clear. And if you say to three people, oh, l'shlosha kitvu getu tnu. Now, if you say kitvu tnu, they may be three people who could have been a bezdin, but why would he have said to a bezdin kitvu? Therefore, kitvu sounds like he wants these people to act as aiden and to sign the get and not to act as a beit din. So he says, if kitvu getu tnu lishti, elu yichtevu v'yitnu. But if he stomps us to three people to get lishti, then they're a bezdin. And they can tell other people. And these others could be the only ones to take care of it, writing, signing, whatever, because he made them a beit din. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'zo halacha he'ela Rabbi Chanina ishono mi beit asurin. Rabbi Chanina went to visit Rabbi Akiva in the jail before Rabbi Akiva was killed. And he came and he said, I want to tell you what I heard from Rabbi Akiva. Mekubalani from him. But if you say to three people, to get lishti, those people can be omru la'acherim v'yichtavu. They don't have to do anything on their own. V'pnei sha'asa an beidin. Amar Rabbi Yossi, well, I'll tell you what we sort of mumbled to the shliach, you know, Rabbi Chanina. I'll tell you what we told him, man. Because if we could have made him a deal, he would never have refused. Afonu mikubalim. We are also just as mikubal as you, dearest. And let me tell you, shafilo amar lebeitin agadol shebirushalayim to get lish. Forget about these three shlemils that you're talking about. You could have gone up to Yerushalayim and told the bezdin agadol to get lishti. They are going to have to personally write. You understand? Yilmedu, and if they don't know how, they better learn fast. Yilmedu v'yichtavu v'yitnu. Now, how about in our president's case, where you said to 10 people, kitvu v'tnu get lishti? What's the din over there? If you just said stam kitvu v'tnu, and you didn't say all of you, so then you mean that any one of you could be kotev, any two of you could sign. But if you say to 10 people, kulchem kitovu, then echad kotev v'kulam chotmim. Lefichach, you need to have, remember we had before, that in such cases where kulchem, you're not even allowed to sign without everybody there to make sure that you know that it's going to be mekuyam. And therefore, lefichach, imet echad, maybe if one of them dies, then the shlichut is batal. You cannot do the shlichut. Because the guy stipulated that he wants these 10 people to be signed on them, and you can't get the 10th guy who's no longer alive to sign. So I raise a get batal. After Rav died, the Beit HaMidrash of Rav, who had some questions, sent a question to Shmuel. Yilambeinu Rabbeinu. Amar l'shnayim kitvu utzlu get li'ishti. Now, I was supposed to say to two people both, kitvu v'tnu. And they go ahead, and amru l'sofer. They ordered it from a sofer. And he went ahead and he wrote. And then they went and signed it. Would that be okay or not?
Because they didn't write.
Yeah, and he had said, you write.
And
so
only two. They can't.
What?
There are only two.
And if there were more?
There were
oh, you mean if there were a bezdin?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we said if he says kitvu to a bezdin, it doesn't mean he makes them a bezdin either. So what happens if they said the actual ktivata get was done by the sofer, they signed. So now what was meant by the words kitvu? That you have to literally write the words of the get, or does it mean affix your signatures to the get? So what would be the din? Shalach lahu. So he said, I don't care if she already got married, you know. She'd have to be yotze from her new husband, because we view her as a suffocatious ish, and I have to learn more about this, okay? It's not vadai. Hadavar tzarich talmud. Now, what is this question? Hadavar tzarich. My hadavar tzarich talmud. What precisely was the issue that Shmuel felt he needed to be mevar? Is it the general question of mili? That over years, since they were not empowered to give over their shlichut to someone else, at least they weren't told that they were empowered, is mele, instructions alone, the equivalent of a physical object that can be passed on from one shliach to another? So Shmuel wasn't sure about that.
I skipped.
No.
Yeah.
That's what I just read.
Okay.
So if that's the question, then it wouldn't make sense that Shmuel was misupak, because Shmuel specifically paskened that Mili is not Mimsar on the Shliach. Because in Bishmul Amarav, Halakha Rabbi Yossi Diomar, Mili lo Mimsar on the Shliach. So why over here is he suddenly confused? So what was his problem, Shmuel? Elo the Shmuel, how come he barely? His problem was how to understand the word Ketovu. Does Ketovu mean you're John Hancock, as we would say in English, and affix your John Hancock? Or does Ketovu mean write the actual words in the get itself? Well, I don't understand. How is that a question? Isn't that in the Mishnah itself, where Rabbi Yossi said, look, here our Mishnah, to get lishtir, Ketovu get to lishtir. So, I mean, over there, it says they should write. Yeah, so, what does that prove? I don't know what that means. I don't know what write means. Is Ketovu your John Hancock, or is it the get? Well, what's the matter with you? Of course it means the get. Read on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Katani Sefer Amr Rabbi Yossi, well, we said to the Shliach, Af Anu Mekubalim, I don't care if he said it the best that I got, it should be Yerushalayim, to no get Liishti. They're going to have to learn how to write that get. Now, I mean, what does that mean? They're going to have to learn how to sign their signatures? I mean, how does somebody in Bez not know how to sign his signature? So, so if you understand the meaning of Ketovu, means write the actual get, then this makes sense. But you tell me to affix your signature, and it means Ketav Yadad, how could there be that Beit Din that doesn't know how to sign their own names? Now, of course, judging by the current status of politicians and governments, I mean, nobody would be surprised if they couldn't sign their own names, right? So, and since the Gemara ain't arkinami, we are talking about Ika Bedina Chadita. Look, normally we say, you know, Talmud Chacham is b'chuyev to learn certain things. Included is to sign properly. But normally, why would somebody know how to sign if they, suppose it was just appointed today? It was just appointed today. So, okay, so today he got to work on being Makayim, the mitzvah, Talmud Chacham has to know how to sign.
What about
he didn't get to it yet, you know, it takes time. I feel a power. V'iz viralan, the high ketovu, is ketav yadan. If we hold that it's a reference to the ketav yadan, then what would we be saying? That it would be okay if they wrote the get? That's what you're saying. The only problem is they told somebody else, right? Okay, but if the idea is ketovu, it's just your signature, then the ketav get through somebody else would be kosher. How would it be kosher? And I thought we just said a minute ago that Shmuel Paskin like Mili lo Mimsar l'shliach, exactly like Rabbi Yossi. So then it doesn't make sense either. You're saying, he was Mesupak. What does it mean? Okay, so let's say that we hold that Ketovu is Ketav Yadan, and therefore what? Therefore it would be okay, because they were only mitzvah to put on their own signatures. They were not mitzvah to write the get themselves. Well, that's all very nice, but they also didn't have the power to appoint somebody to write the get. So if they don't write it themselves, I don't care what he meant. The point is, how did the get written? Right? Because the according to Rabbi Yossi, you cannot appoint someone if all you were given were instructions. So the case doesn't work out in either direction. So what was Shmuel Mesupak about? No matter what you say, it's no good. If Ketovu meant Beferish, it has to be their own Ketav, they didn't have their own Ketav. And even if Ketovu only meant their own signatures, who wrote the get then? Amri e svirlan diktovus ktav yadan, because look, it's all one thing. Let me explain to you. If the intent of the person who said ktovu was only make sure you sign that get, okay, so then what was he, where's the get supposed to come from? What's he thinking? And the get will suddenly appear magically? So obviously he's saying, you sign, and, well, I don't know, you take care of making sure that somebody else writes it. But then it's as if he gave a specific instruction to tell somebody that he should write it. Otherwise, what did he expect? So the one is included in the other. If you're going to say that Is Virla Diktovu specifically means your signature and only your signature, then vis-a-vis the Ktava Get, it's the equivalent of Naaseh Ka'omer Imru. Suppose somebody would say to two Aiden, say to so-and-so the sofer to write me a get. Motor Rabbi Yossi ba'omer imru. You should know that Rabbi Yossi would agree in that case that even though normally mili lo mitzri l'shliach, but if the instructions are particularly to say it to somebody else, there even Rabbi Yossi is moda. He is? Moda Rabbi Yossi ba'omru imru? That's not true. Umi moda Rabbi Yossi ba'omru imru? But not. We have the famous mission about the Ketav Sofer that we're going to be getting to, which became a series of svarim, you may recall, the Ketav Sofer, the Chatam Sofer, okay. So we have in the mission later on, Ketav... Chat, is it in your neighborhood? That's the only important issue.
It was press.
Press?
Yes.
The Sofer?
It was published.
I was wondering if it was that bad. What?
I had no idea.
Huh? I thought he was just pushing like, you know. Yeah. He's gradually driving all of us insane. So that's not. Ketav Sofer ve'eid kasher. So if you can identify the Ketav of the Sofer and there's one aid on the get, then the Ketiva itself is the equivalent of Eidut. But Rabbi Yirmiyah explained that that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says Chatam Sofer is what it means. So Chatam Sofer Shaninu. Now, Rav Chisda explained that who is the Mishnah going according to? It's only going according to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi holds Mili Lo Mimsran L'Shliach. Now we're going to see that the problem is over here that where we have grounds to suspect that someone might have violated the terms of his shlichut, then we can't rely on the get. And where we have this sofer's chatima, there's a very strong chashash that the person who was telling the sofer to sign was not really empowered to tell the sofer to sign. But he was very embarrassed in that the sofer says, okay, you know, I wrote the get, I'll be there and I'll sign. And he's going to tell the sofer, well, the guy said somebody else has to sign. I'm not good enough to sign? I'm not saying that. Well, what are you saying? Right? So now I don't want to insult the sofer. So maybe under pressure, so I go, okay, that's great, you sign. Whereas in reality, as we'll see, the instructions would have been otherwise, that somebody else was supposed to sign. So it's only true according to Rabbi Yossi. Because since Rabbi Yossi says you would not have been able to tell someone else to sign, unless those people were the ones that were appointed directly to sign, and Miliar lo mamsur on the shliach, so then there's no chashash, because the only person who signs is someone who knows that he's been mitzvah to sign. And the sofer can't say, and of course I'll sign, right? Because right is not the business of the shliach. Were you told by the person who what's the word, who commissioned you to write, were you told to sign? No? So why are you asking whether you should sign? This guy has nothing to do with it. So it doesn't even come up. The problem is that if Rabbi Yossi is moda, that even though Mili lo mimsur l'shliach, that if he said imru, so then we have exactly the shem shash, right? So then nafik b'nei churva, we're back in the same problem. Because what if the instructions initially were to zimnen da amalu l'shnayim imru l'sofer, tell the sofer, maybe the guy didn't commission the sofer. Maybe the guy told the shliach to tell the sofer and let him write the get. And he also specifically said, and tell the following two individuals to be the edim, right? In order to avoid embarrassing the sofer, they were worried and they went ahead and one of them signed together with the sofer. Together, Sofer Ba'adayu, and Ubalo Amarachi, they never had such instructions, and therefore the whole thing is puzzle. So it must be that Rabbi Yossi, under any circumstances, would not allow somebody to tell somebody else to do something, and therefore there's no problem. We have no chashash. But if you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi would be moted at Imru, and therefore if Kitvu means sign, then it's by definition, I'm telling you Imru to somebody else to write, then it doesn't work out even I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Because then there are cases where the guy could have said to somebody, you appoint the Aiden. So then the Sofer thought, okay, I guess this guy, he told you to tell me, did he? And I'm assuming I should sign as well, right? Whereas if Rabbi Yossi holds that such a situation is impossible, and therefore nobody would ask such an idiotic question because it would never come up that somebody told you to tell me. You had to be commissioned. Did the guy commission you to sign or did he commission you to write? So then the issue never arises. But the way you're telling me that Shmuel is saying that Rabbi Yossi would be made, then it comes up as much according to Rabbi Yossi as it does according to anybody else. So it doesn't help to say that the Mishnah of Chatam Sofer Kasher is only true on Libet Rabbi Yossi. It isn't true even on Libet Rabbi Yossi. Beautiful question. We shall embark on a journey into the variations of the themes of the Chatam Sofer tomorrow. Stay tuned. Yes, indeed. If you can manage. Now, if you cannot manage, you could also look ahead. Geneva was Yotzi Bekolar, having a Kiav in Nafak Omar, Havuarba Mea Zuzi La Rabbi Avina Micharmed and Arpanya. Omar Rabbi Zera, let me tell you something. Dar Rabbi Avina La Silte, and get a move on. Nazalagabi Ravuna Rabbi. The Omar Ravuna Gita Gematanato. Ma Matanato im Amat Hoser. Av Gito im Amat Hoser. Ma Gito. Alpha Gavdul Porish. Given the Omar Kitvu, Alpha Gavdul Matnu. Why don't you go all the way? So obviously it's not a very good comparison. Oh, come on. But get lachmita, he got all that we could dream of. It's needed to be consistent. Isn't it? Give him everything. So apparently that's the machlokas and Rav Huna Savar that even a b'miktzat is low boy kinyan. So below boy kinyan, kaimelon de boy kinyan. Well, not this special case. I mean, this is Yotz Bekolar. It's a mitzaveh machmat mita. Oh, so then what are you saying? That Rabbi Abba holds even a mitzaveh machmat mita is boy kinyan. I mean, the standard halacha is that kaimelon de boy kinyan. The whole thing don't make a word of sense. Chamra lo ka'amar. The mei chamra lo ka'amar. Mei chamra ka'amar. Is he a magician? The idach. Mei chamra only means kidei le'afot et kocho. Shalchu mitam. Mei chamra indeed is kidei le'afot et kocho. Bisha yamushlach lo bor ve'omer kol ha'shomayat kolo. Yichtov get li'ishtol, ishtol, ishtol. Arelo yichtavu v'yitlu v'leich Hashem ha'shedu. Omer Rabbi Yehuda kishra'u lo d'mut adam. Big deal. Inu nami d'muyit, mayu. Tochazoli b'bavua. Inu nami itlu b'bavua. Tochazoli b'bavua d'bavua. V'dom inu nami itlu. Omer Rabbi Chanina limdani Yonatan. I'm assuming it's a sheshida. Does anybody say that over here? Yes? No. They just bring the Gemara and Yavama says Yevam Sashina. Bavua itlo bavua de bavua letlo. Vidilma tsarahi, tana de very bishwal, bishata sakana, kutvivenot name, afa pisha in makirin. Habarisha market forget lishti, ratsava sahikba. Ma seba boria khad, shall market forget lishti, valala roshagag, when a father mate. Omar Rabishiman begam leo, imiat smona fala rezeget. Ima ruach da kato, enoget. Maser listor. Chisur b'chas v'alchitani. Imokiach sofar techilato. Then I raise a get. And how would that be? Some mental illness. Meisanami v'borim. Shomar kitvu get l'shti v'alal rosh ha'gag v'nafal v'meid. V'om Rabbi Shimon v'gabriel. Im mi'atzmo nafal, I raise a get. Im ha'ruach d'chato eno get. So the question that I have is, me mach winish bra shlicha b'mokom abba or lo? Rav Nachman amar lo mach winish bra shlicha b'mokom abba. Rav Papi amar mach winish bra shlicha b'mokom abba. Omar Rava hilchata mach winish bra shlicha b'mokom abba. Amar l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti, or l'shlosha kitvu get v'tnu l'ishti. In all such cases, they are not a beidin, and are lo yichtevu v'yitnu on their own. But amar l'shlosha tnu get l'ishti, then are elo yomru l'achirim v'yichtevu v'pnei sha'asan beidin. Never be mayor. V'zor l'cha he'ala Rabbi Chanina ish ono. Mi beta asurin, mi kubalani, ba omer le shlosha tnuget lishti, shiyomru la acherim v'yichtevu, mi v'desh asan beit bin. Om Rav Yossi, I can tell you what numino le shliach, what's the guy's name again? Afonu mi kubalim, shafil omer le beitin agadosh birushalayim tnuget lishti, shiyomidu v'yichtevu, v'yavitinu. Amar la asara kitvu v'tnuget lishti echad kotev shayim chotmim. But if it says kulchem ptovu echad kotev kulam chotmim, לפיכך אם מת אחד מהם הרי זה גט בטל. אומר רבי אמר בר רבא שוכלי מבין רב לשמוע ילמדנו רבינו אמר לשניים כתבו תנו גט לאשתי ואמרו the two of them לסופר and he was כתב and then they went וחתמו הם מהו שלח לו even if she got married they'd say but הדבר צריך תלמוד מהי הדבר צריך תלמוד at what שמוע is specific about what issue whether Mili and Mimsra on the Shliach or Mimsra on the Shliach. We know that he was not Mesupak at all. Omar Shmuel Omar Rabbi, Allah Rabbi Yossi, Dama Mili lo Mimsra on the Shliach. No, okay. El Shmuel Okami boiling. Hai Kitovu, what does it mean? If it's Ketav Yadan, what does it mean literally the Tava Get? Isn't that obvious? Be Matnitin? Tiv shalom matitin. Amar l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti, o l'shlosha kitvu get utru l'ishti. Harei lo yichtevu v'yitnu. So what does that prove? Vigyu fakomi boile. Does ktovu mean ktav yadan, or does it mean ktav getu? No, come on, in the Mishnah you can't have any doubts. Of course, pshita the ktav getu, the ktav is seifa. Omer Rabbi Yossi, nu minu l'shliach, hafonu mekubalim shafil omar l'beitin ha-gadosh b'shalayim, tnu get l'ishti, shiyomadu v'yichtevu v'yitnu la. I mean, Yamat Bishlama, Katav get itself. Then I understand they didn't know how to write like a sofer. Ela Yamat Ktav Yadanu, Ika Bedina lo Yada Mitrav Khatimat Yadayu, Ika Bedina Khadata. Okay, but I don't understand. So Mamanovshav, Is Virlandai Ktovu is Ktav Yadan, so then how did the sofer write the get? Ktav get, what, would be kosher they are sofer? I thought Shmuel said that Omar Rabbi Allah Rabbi Yossi don't mean Mimsra l'shliach. No, you don't understand. I mean, he's feeling on the Ktovu Ktav Yadan. So then, obviously, they didn't expect the get to suddenly appear out of the blue sky. So then, it's Ktav Get Nasek Omer Imru. And even Rabbi Yossi would be Moda if he would have said Beferish Imru. He would. Mimoda Rabbi Yossi Omer Imru. And how about the way that we try to learn the Mishnah of Ketav Sofer Ve'ed Kosher, which Rabbi Yirmiyah explained means Chatam, the Chatima of the Sofer is kosher with the Yed. And Rav Chista said this only works Matiteman of Rabbi Yossi, because since Rabbi Yossi was meaning the Mimsa L'Shliach, we don't have anything to be kosher. But now that you're claiming that according to Rabbi Yossi, despite the fact that Milu no Mimsur l'shliach, if you have a beferish instruction to be imru, that's not a problem of Milu no Mimsur on. So then it doesn't work even on the bit of Rabbi Yossi, because Yitzhak Daitach Mother Rabbi Yossi be omer imru, we might have a disaster on our hand. Nafik minei churva. How do you know that the case? I mean, what happens if a guy says zin v'domer l'shnayim imru l'sofer v'yichtov? Okay, so they go in and they say we were commissioned to commission you. But part of the commission was imru l'ploni l'ploni v'yichtamu. Then mishum kisufa the sofer, they went ahead and they were chayshi umichtamei only one of the witnesses that was supposed to be appointed, together with the Sofer Badayo. And that's not what they were commissioned to do, because Abba lo amar halchi. Huh. Good question.